The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Fun.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I have much to talk with you about, and I know we didn't get to DVDs yesterday, which we should get to today, but Ruth called, and so I want to put her on right away so she doesn't have to wait any longer than absolutely necessary. Ruth, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Sure.
I'm really upset, so I'm going to try and get through this. I wrote down what I want to say, so I'm going to kind of be reading to you, okay? Her 28-year-old daughter lives out of state, and she met a couple through her work, and the couple asked her if she would house sit and pet sit for them starting back, like, in January 2016. So,
wait a minute, 2015 or 16?
16. 1-6.
Okay.
She was at their house without supervision, and the husband of the couple just did come back to the house and discovered, well, I think somewhere in the course of the recent weeks, they discovered Mackenzie, our daughter, didn't mean to say her name, he had tried to get credit cards using the woman's identity and was actually successful in getting a credit card, one of the five that she applied for, and charged $1,000 to this woman. Also, as our daughter had told us, the woman had said that she would be allowed, our daughter would be allowed to use the woman's car. However, the woman does not agree with that and says that our daughter had put 4,000 miles on this lady's car from January until April. We were completely in the dark. Our daughter had told us that getting the car, the use of the car, was part of the house sitting job. And so we got a phone call 2 nights ago. The woman had left a message on her phone. Then my husband spoke directly with the woman. She is planning to press charges, and I understand she's completely within her rights. Our daughter won't talk to me. She won't text to me. I've always been the one of the two of us, my husband and myself, that would call her out if she didn't do what she was supposed to do. I wasn't slow to tell her so. My husband has taken a softer approach and has kept the bond closer with our daughter, maybe as a result. Anyway, she has messaged him, and she's expressing guilt and shame and sorrow and saying she's feeling suicidal. And I messaged her and just said, don't forget the power of prayer, and you need to come to terms with the people that you've hurt. And that's as far as the progress has gone.
All right, so what's the question to me about all this?
My question to you is, do I just back off and let her suffer the consequences, which is what my inclination is, and then how do I endure that?
All right, well, wait a minute. Before we get to that, how many kids do you have?
Two.
And what's the age of the other one?
43, and she's 28. So we had a big, 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 big gap.
What's the highest level of education that your daughter's achieved?
She flunked out of college twice, so she's a high school graduate.
Why did she flunk out of college? What was the problem?
The first time she was living away from us, and it was almost too much on her plate as a freshman. She was trying to pull off a big 780-mile distance from us, and there was no support system for her, and she just floundered. The second time, I think she took a lackadaisical approach.
And so she's not stupid. She just...
Oh, my gosh, no. No,
so
she's a bright girl.
What's she been doing for work? I mean, she's 28, so she graduated from high school a decade ago, bounced around college. So what's she been doing for work for the last year?
She filled in a lot of times retail jobs, catch as catch can. The job through which she met this couple, she was working as an office manager at a chiropractor. Oh, she's also lost her job because those people told the chiropractor about her misconduct.
Well, there are two issues. Well, I mean, there are a bunch of issues here, but with respect to any... So the woman's saying she's going to prosecute your daughter.
Right.
But your daughter's not under arrest or anything at this moment?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay. Do you know where she is, where your daughter is?
Well, she met another couple, a lesbian couple with whom she struck up a friendship, and they've taken her in. I don't know how well informed they are about everything that has happened.
So you do know where she is?
She's under, well, that's what I know as of last week. This all came to light for us a few days ago, and then that's when our daughter dropped communication with me, and pretty much with my husband as well.
Okay, so so she hasn't lived at home for quite some time, it sounds like.
No, we were out-of-state people living in a different world from where we were born and raised, and when we retired, we moved back to the world where we were born and raised, but she had been brought up in the other place, and so she felt more connected to that place.
So you're not in the same, you're not even in the same state anymore?
Not at all.
How far away from you is she?
800 miles.
Okay. All right. Well, look, let's look at the two legal issues to begin with, because that's the most specific, okay?
Yes.
All right. Number one, the issue about the car is going to be up in the air, because unless everything was in writing, how do you prosecute somebody for, she didn't steal the car, that she was house-sitting, and that could have been, in theory, a legitimate misunderstanding. The problem is it's going to be clouded by the issue that your daughter took out. She committed a felony. She took out a credit card in somebody else's name and then charged $1,000. Did she pay off the $1,000 by any chance?
I don't think so.
I think
it's all just coming to a boil, or the boil is just coming to a head.
And there may be more credit card charges than there may be other charges, because that's strictly illegal, and there's that's not a gray area, that nobody said, oh, gee, you can take out a credit card in my name and pay $1,000 that you're not going to pay back. The car, that one seems to me, and if the car was the only issue, this whole thing would probably blow away, and it would. Was she paid for house sitting, do you know?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I know they gave her some gift cards for neighborhood establishments, and she, got to know, like, restaurants in the area because of those gift cards, but I don't know of any other financial arrangement at all.
Well, I mean, again, if the only issue was the use of the car, and that this would be kind of one of those unfortunate misunderstandings and would go away. The problem is that she knowingly took out a credit card in somebody else's name and charged stuff. And that's $1,000. I don't know what the law is. It's probably a felony as opposed to misdemeanor. I mean, it's an obviously illegal thing to do.
Right.
So she's going to have to get. I'm presuming there's going to be a court case. Although I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting. So the woman, I'm not sure why she called you guys, because your daughter's, she has her majority. She's 28 years old. So calling the parents, I'm not sure what the point was on that. And so part of it is just how this is going to proceed legally. My guess is, if I had to guess, I would guess that probably none of this is going to go to court. The car thing is in a gray area, and the $1,000, as long as she cancels the credit card and pays back, and the $1,000 is actually probably going to be between her and the credit card company, not her and the couple. So my guess is it will probably all go away. However, that there's something. I mean, your daughter's obviously not stupid. I mean, she pulled off a pretty good con, and she's obviously charming. She gets people to take her in
totally, and
to trust her. So the question is, what should your role in this be? And I think the role you don't want is to be judge and jury here, because society's already doing that. And my guess is, unfortunately or maybe fortunately, she's probably going to walk on these two, just because the court system is crowded, and my guess is that this is going to come to nothing. However, I think saying to a grown daughter, I think you should probably just pray is, look, either she believes in the power of prayer, at which point she'd do it anyway, or she doesn't. You saying, I will pray for you, may be a little bit more reasonable. But again, you're a parent, and I think what we do with our kids is that we say to them, when they're in trouble, what can I do to help, rather than saying, well, that was a stupid thing to do, or I can't believe you've done it, no matter how frustrated we are with them. So let me put you on hold. And you think for a minute about what you'd like to, the message you'd like to send to your daughter, and let's look at that together, all right? 855-993-7569. Scott, I'll get to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Ruth, who has got kind of a heartbreaking situation with her 28-year-old daughter, who was house-sitting for somebody. The people came back. She had been using their car, and with permission or without permission, depends on whom you ask, and she put on a fair amount of, let's see, from January to April is what, 4 months, so it's about, say, 15 weeks, a little less than that, probably about, well, it's say if it's 12 weeks, that'd be 1,000 miles divided by 3, so it's about 300 miles a week, which is not a huge amount of time, but not small either. And, I mean, presumably she put gas in it, so I'm not sure what wear and tear in a car for 4,000 miles would actually account to. So, I think that one's going to go away. The $1,000, as long as the credit card is canceled and she settles with the credit card company, my guess is that'll go away as well. So, has your daughter ever been in trouble with the law before, Ruth?
Never. No.
Okay.
And I mean, she was brought up in a highly moral environment. We sent her to parochial schools all through. I mean, she's my husband.
Well, I mean, there's
no
question that she knew that what she was doing was wrong. The question is whether, my guess is what happened is that she's expected to get away with it. She expected to be able to repay the $1,000. Do we know what she did with the $1,000?
Mm-mm, no.
My guess is that she did something. She wanted something. She decided this was the way to do it. And that she expected to be able to cancel the credit card and get the $1,000 paid off before they came back. Because that's stupid. But it didn't work out that way. So my guess is, as I said, at most she'll get a slap on the wrist, and she's very likely to walk on this. She's going to have to pay back the money. But, all right, so my question to you is, what do you want to say to your daughter right now?
Well, I mulled it over. I wrote down everything that came across my mind. One was, what amends do you plan to make? Do you want to come live with your dad and me? Would that give you more stability than maybe right now you feel? And can you afford to pay the credit card company? And what have you learned from this?
Okay, the first one, I'd be careful about the amends, because that's going to be, she's 28.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be her judge and jury here. So I think you're going to have to take that one off. That's
okay.
That's
okay.
Her. What you can say, although I'm not sure that that's what I would lead with, is that, you know, trust is a fragile thing, and for people to trust you again, but you can see why I wouldn't lead with it. I think you have to have an easier relationship with her before you can have this kind of conversation that wouldn't do anything except just irritate her. The trust is a fragile commodity, and once you've broken trust, it takes a while to regain it, and it has to be by deed, not by word. You can't just say, well, trust me, or I've learned my lesson. It has to be a slow process that is action-based rather than verbal. But you can see why that's not a good place to start, because presumably she knows that.
I was just going to say, my bet is she's got that much figured out. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think we don't ever tell somebody something they already know, especially when it's negative. The issue about living there, would that work for you and your husband or not?
Well, we have the space. We bought a house with three bedrooms, and there's just the two of us. And the lower level of the house is one of the places where there is a bedroom that's got quite a bit of privacy. Again, though, if she would abuse the situation...
Well, then, wait a minute. You can't go into it assuming she's going to abuse it. What would the rules be if she were there?
I don't know that she'd be able to have a curfew. I think she'd have to contribute something to the household financially.
Okay, well, listen, you need to, before you offer that to her, you need to make it very clear to her what the deal is, which is you can come and live here because I think it's a generous offer, and it's certainly an olive branch, but it has to be a real olive branch. It can't be an olive branch that's wrapped around a chain, okay, or a leash. So it would have to be... if you feel that living here for up to 3 months with not paying rent would be acceptable, your dad and I would be willing, or your mom and I would be willing, or we would be willing, however you're going to phrase it, to offer you free room and board for 3 months, provided that look for a job. I don't know. You can see you're probably better off subsidizing her, of saying, look, if you'd like to, we were thinking about offering you a place here, but it occurs to us that that may feel very limiting to you, and it may feel that we would allow ourselves to be supervisors in a way that is probably not going to work for you. So you can be honest with her about, and so rather than doing that, what we thought we would do is we'd be willing to help you pay to first and last month's rent someplace. Once you get a job, so that you can continue. In other words, that you don't want to make an offer that is not going to hold up. So
that
I would
makes
think
sense.
Through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that through that a little bit. All right. Well, what was number three?
Can you afford to pay the credit card company back?
That's unless you're willing to pay it and have her pay you back. I'm not sure it's a smart... I mean, if you want to do that, you can. But I'd probably wait a little bit longer to make that offer. Because if she really is the matter of it's prosecution or not, if I pay the credit card back, they won't prosecute me. Then, and comes to you and says, look, can I pay... Will you loan me $1,000? Then I would say, yeah, but you write out the contract, and what are the terms, and how is it going to work? So rather than offering it right now, or really asking the question, because I would let her come to you about that. Because that way she can, if you say to her, well, we'll give you the $1,000, but you have to pay it back. I mean, how are you going to assure that? And so I hear what you're saying, but I would let her work that out rather than offering it right now. Because if it comes down to it, paying the credit card company $1,000 is a lot cheaper than getting a lawyer. All right. What was number four?
And then what have you learned? What have you learned?
See, I think it's a legitimate question, but I don't think you can really ask it.
Okay.
I think okay. At some point. See, look, right now, I guess my message to you, Ruth, is that I think a parent has to be a person, especially when we're an adult, is someplace that we can go to feel safe and loved, not necessarily approved of, because I think realistically your mom didn't always approve of what you did, and you're not always going to approve what your daughter does, but the place that you can go when there's no place else to go and feel that it's not that you're not going to be judged, because everybody judges and people, but you can love the sinner and not love the sin. But right now, I don't think the word sin is going to be very useful to you. I think what you say to your daughter is, you know, I'm here. Tell me what I can do to help, or
okay.
Tell me what you need from me. Or
okay.
Rather than offering something that either she's going to feel is patronizing or that you're not going to want to do. I mean, offering a room and board is kind of a lovely offer, but it's clearly going to blow up on both of you. Offering to pay the $1,000, I'm not sure that that's the place to start. But offering, look, I love you. Tell me what I can do to help you right now. Or if you just need a place to, you know, if you just need somebody to talk to, know that I love you. And let it go at that. Don't lecture her. Don't tell her what she needs to do. She's 28 years old and she's going to figure this out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I've really been lost in this one. I mean, most of the time I've been able to listen to your program and then sort of extrapolate, oh, this is what I would do in that situation, this is what I would do in that situation. But I never saw this one coming in a million years, not the
well,
way we've
okay.
lived our lives.
And understand that right now she doesn't want to hear about how she's let you down. She just wants to know that there's a place that that accepts her. And she'll sort it out. All righty? Scott,
thank
you'll
you
be
very
next.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Scott,
bye-bye.
You'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Scott, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you, Dr. I'd like your opinion. As a parent, is it possible that you do, and you have multiple children, do you have a favorite as a parent?
You're asking me if people do? I think they probably do. I mean, are you a parent, Scott?
I have a son and a daughter. I definitely, have to be honest, I prefer my son to hang out with, but I love my daughter equally, but there's a different relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think what we are as parents is we love all of our children. Presumably for different reasons, but realistically, there's going to be one that seems more like us, and that may engender feelings of more closeness or more antipathy or whatever. I think that we sort of treat love like sort of a commodity, which is, I don't think it's very accurate. We assume, for example, that love is like a pie, you know, can you love more than one person at the same time? And obviously, if you're a parent, you do. If you have animals, you do. If you chocolate ice cream, you can love. I mean, so do I think parents are drawn to one kid rather than another. Yeah, I do. But I don't think that's the relevant question. I think the relevant question is, how do I treat my kids equally? And sometimes the favorite child is treated from the child's point of view much more harshly than the one who's not favored. Because I think that parents somehow have this notion that everything has to be completely equal. And of course it doesn't. And equality is very hard to measure. And all you need to do is have it off by a tiny bit and it's not equal anymore. But yeah, I think that there are times, and we, for example, there are families where one of the parents, I mean, the classic is that the mother feels closer to the son and the father feels closest to the daughter. There are other ones where the father feels only comfortable with his sons, or one of the parents, especially women, quite often like babies rather than older children. Nobody likes adolescents. So yeah, I think it's very possible to have conflicting and confusing notions about our kids and not treat them exactly the same. And I don't think we need to treat them exactly the same. I think we need to have them feel that they are appreciated for their own sense of for their own self, rather than one as a group, or you only love me because I'm your kid. But that as a parent, I think our job, as you can hear with Ruth, is to find what there is to like about our kids and what makes them unique and what makes them interesting, and nurture that in them and make sure that they know that about themselves. Because I think I think unconditional love is one of those things that sounds really great and is almost impossible to act out. I mean, we may love them at all times, but we don't necessarily like them at all times, which means...
You're supposed to.
Well, I don't even think you're supposed to. I think that's a relatively modern notion kids, first of all, you have to remember up until 100 years ago, it was very unusual to find a family that hadn't lost at least one child.
Right.
So the idea of falling in love with your children, first of all, you had a large number of children for two reasons. First of all, because some of them were not going to survive. And second of all, you needed the labor. And you also, I suppose the third reason is you needed them to take care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself any longer. But the idea that we would love our children, child labor and child abuse, was very much a part of human culture up until very recently and still is in parts of the world. So that notion of unconditional love is a relatively modern, and I would argue Western philosophy rather than part of the inherent factor of how parents treat their children. I think we have the obligation to take care of our children. I think we have, if we're going to be good parents, I think we need to nurture that which makes our kids interesting and unique and special and be really supportive of them.
In competition with that, so I'm transcending to how I have my son and daughter, and I myself had a preference that would be my son. Now, I am one of four children. The rest, I have three sisters. And I know for a fact that my parents prefer one specific sister.
Well, but again, I mean, they may or may not. It may be that that sister lives in the same city that they do or spends more time with them.
We're very close, which is very apparent. And I'm 52. It's not like, I guess I'm still looking for my parents' love at 52, does that ever go away? I don't think so.
Well, but again, I think rather than sort of being competitive with your sibs,
right.
I think sort of asking the question, which now I hear it's a painful question of, tell me what you love about me. Tell me what I do that pleases you. Or what could I do to be a better son? I suppose
it's not just that we're a very tight-knit family, but the sun shines more on the youngest, not the oldest, and we're all fine.
Well, but again, I think that's
we struggle
I think
for
every,
more attention.
Well, but I think that's part of how we social. You have to remember that human beings have a longer adolescence than any other species. We're dependent for much longer, and I think that concept of love and unconditional love and competitiveness is part of that. Of how do we, you know, how do we keep our parents involved enough with us and care enough about us so that we survive? Pardon?
How was love taught to us, in fact? I mean, that's the only example that I have. And love is very important to me. It's solid.
Well, but I think if instead of using that word, if you find some other word to substitute,
right.
For example, spending time with me or praising me or hugging me, that you may find a clearer path to both asking for what you want and getting what you want. I think the word love is so misused and so misunderstood that it doesn't give you... Yeah, it doesn't give you a clear path. So at this moment in your life, and it sounds, and you certainly want to accomplish it while your parents are still around, figure out some other words to substitute. What would make me feel good? What, for example, taking me to a baseball game.
I call her.
No, but Scott, this isn't about you earning their trying vainly to earn their love.
Oh, not.
Ask for what you want, and it may be mom. I'd like you to call, you know, I call you every day. I would really like you to call me once or twice a week because that would show me that you care about me. I mean, so that's not saying how come you love my sister more than me. That's saying this is something that would make me feel really loved. Are you willing to do this? Or saying to your mom, how could I be a better son to you? Which is a different path toward the same goal, which is I need to feel more important to my parents than I do right now.
Well, it's not a bad thing. I just wanted your opinion. Do you have a favorite of your children, Dr. George?
Well, I'm really lucky. I have an only child.
Oh, good. So you have no options.
Well, it wasn't the only reason.
I'm from a very large family.
And you know, there's the wonderful Freud comment that said, that he made at one point is that being a breastfed means I'm the undeniable favorite of my mother. So, and he felt that gave him the courage to be such an iconoclast, to really take on the medical establishment, the psychological establishment, and to really stand up for himself. But again, I think that if you substitute some other word, do parents have different feelings for different kids? They'd have to, unless they were robots.
Right. Otherwise, I'd be an idiot to think otherwise.
But I think if you take the word...
Leo Cabran said it quite clearly. Joy, no pun intended, is only the recovery from sorrow.
Well, but Scott, I think the point is if you substitute some other word for love and figure out a way for your parents to show that they approve of you, that they value you, then I think you're going to be happier and they're going to be happier. Because if you said to your mom, well, you love... I interviewed the Smothers Brothers at one point who were famous for saying mother loves you best. Well, the Smothers Brothers had a very complicated upbringing where their father was... I can't remember if he was in the war or was killed in the war or whatever. And they had, so the two of them and their mother, I think, remarried and put the two of them in foster care and kept the other child with them. And so when they were talking about mother loves you best, this was basic, devastating is exactly the right word. This was not a joke for them. And it was really an interesting thing for me of how do you as an adult deal with that? And the answer is, use some other word. What can I do to be better for you? And I think that's the path that we find towards some kind of acceptance, some kind of serenity about who we are with respect to our parents. But if you're asking me if parents are obligated to feel the same way about all of their children, they're not going to. Feelings do not ask our permission. The important thing is not the feelings, it's the behavior, that you don't obviously favor or disfavor one child over another, because that's not fair. But figuring out, and I think good parenting is helping your kid to understand how to earn your approval. Love, you're going to get in trouble with the word love. Try substituting some other word. Try talking with your mom about it, see where you get. Melissa, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Melissa, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to know if I'm being unreasonable, and hopefully you will say yes, but anyway. But
hopefully so I'll say yes or no.
Oh, hopefully you'll say, I don't know. But, I mean, I guess I'll just give you the scenario because,
okay. You
know, I want to have an objective opinion, I guess. So,
fair enough.
My husband has elderly parents that are in their 80s, and We've got his mom, who has memory issues like vascular dementia, and his dad is, you know, can still drive and everything. But so they're in a house that's very elderly unfriendly, like with stairs, and, you know, no matter how you get up into the house, you have to have stairs. And
okay.
So his mom is in a wheelchair, and so it's really hard for her to get up stairs all the time. And so, I mean, it's really kind of looking like assisted living or nursing home would be in the best interest of them. And they don't want to do that because they feel like, you know, if you don't have, you know, they have a long-term care coverage policy, but I guess it doesn't, like, pay for the nursing home. It just pays for, like, in-home
special
care, maybe.
Yeah.
And so this is where, you know, probably planning would have been better to just, if they didn't want that, if they don't want a nursing home to get their house, maybe they could have put it in somebody's name. But that's kind of, I think they're at the...
Do they have, they own their own home at this moment?
Right.
So if you sold the house, would that give them the research? Well, all right, keep going. We can look at how we accomplish it.
Well, basically what my husband said, you know, is that they want us to have the house and move there. But they don't want to go because it would make her memory worse, because if she leaves the house that she's familiar with, then it's going to make her memory go even quicker. So they don't want to.
That's probably true. All right, so they want to give you the house. You would move in to the house with them until they died, but they would essentially, they would be your roommates. Is the house big enough to do that?
Not really. We have two small kids. They're 6 and 8.
How many bedrooms does the place have?
3.
Well, it's probably doable, but doesn't sound like you. What does your husband want to do?
Oh, he wants to live there because it's his childhood home, and and I'm just concerned because we live in a neighborhood now where it's not busy, and the kids have bikes and they have friends, and I mean, you know, and it's just a lot. And this place is on a busy road, and we have a child that, you know, got some special needs that, you know, he can run in the road. You know, and he shouldn't be running in the road, but I mean, you know, like if for some reason he doesn't look, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's scarier over there just because of the busyness of the road and everything. So.
Do you get along okay with your mother-in-law?
I do. I guess overall I'm kind of looking back over our relationship, and I'm just realizing that it's really like, they really want to, like, call the shots, I guess, basically. And, I mean, and it really hasn't mattered up to this point. We still, like, vacation with them and everything. And, but, I mean, you know, as I'm really taking a good hard look at everything, I'm noticing that, you know, they want us to do what they want us to do. And,
Okay, so how soon does your husband? I mean, you've got a whole bunch of issues here. What we're probably going to do is lay them out. Then I assume, do you have time to hang on for me till next hour as well?
Sure.
Over the break. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's lay them out. All right. So what's the time frame that your husband's thinking about?
Well, see, that's the thing. He doesn't have any kind of time frame, and he's like very wishy-washy. But so I mean, he doesn't move very quickly on things.
Well, that may be your saving grace here.
Right.
So your father-in-law is okay. How far away from them do you live?
About 40 minutes. Not very far.
Do you own the home that you're in now?
Yes.
So your major issue is what? Is I mean, because it sounds like you're talking about a whole bunch of different things. You're talking about, presumably, you'd have some responsibilities of taking care of your in-laws, although where they've got the long-term care insurance that they have probably means that you could have somebody in to take care of them.
Right.
Is the house set up enough so that they could that you could have sort of private living areas and they could have private living areas, or is that not possible?
No. No.
Okay.
I suggested two things. I suggested that they make a bedroom downstairs, and the other thing I suggested was for them to come and live with us, because that would work, because, I mean, it would be really hard, but anyway, it would work because we've got a bedroom downstairs and a bathroom that's attached, so that would work. But
well, that works, except it doesn't take care of the issue that your mother-in-law has for memory, for dementia.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, look, part of it is a timing issue. So let's just look at the whole thing of it. You've got a problem, Houston, because are your parents still alive?
My mom is.
Okay, and does she live on her own?
She does, and she's in, you know, good health. She's in her 70s, so she's
not going to be an issue for right now. Okay.
Right.
All right, so the deal is here that you've got a husband who wants to do this, sort of. He's not incredibly enthusiastic, but he's not against it. You've got, have your in-laws actually come to you about it, or has this mostly been him talking with you about it?
No, they went to the lawyers, the parents, and my husband and his sister went to the lawyers to talk about estate planning and wills and things like that. So I wasn't invited to go to that.
How long ago was that?
Last week.
And so this was what came out of the meeting with the lawyer.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, my husband came home and said, you know, I want us to move there, and I want you to take care of them. And, I mean, he was just being very demanding. And so I don't know.
Okay. What about your sister or your sister-in-law and all of this?
Well, she's been taking care of them. She lives around the corner from them.
Got it. Well, she may be your best ally in this.
Right.
Is she married or single?
She's married, and she has an older son who's 18, so, yeah.
All right, hold that thought, because she may be the clue for all this. All right, 855-993-7569. We'll be back and sort through Melissa and the housing issue in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brett.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.